goes to sleep. Yeah. It's my only friend now. Yeah, let's do it again. It's my only friend, my only friend now. Break it down, kid.
Are you guys? That was just really fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Really. I mean, obviously, I hadn't heard that one. Can I pick a favorite? Because that's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a great track.
Thank you so much.
Really, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
After you get this one all set, you'll have to come back in again. Do you think that would be? Any
next
idea?
Week. We'll have three more songs
tomorrow.
First four. Very soon, we'll be in touch. Have you
booked any gigs playing out, any more open mics where people can see you, anything like that?
Nothing yet. We just kind of want to get the studio out of our heads and then like start in on just concentrating on getting gigs. So that's part of this, the reason why we're doing this.
And I had put your Facebook link as the best place for people to find out about you. Is that correct?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
All right. Excellent. Yeah. So, Cast Irons, one more time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, guys.
That was great.
Mike
in the studio.
All right.
Pleasure.
Hey, so Something About the Women is coming up. And Kirsten, if you just want to grab that mic, we'll just talk to you and see what's coming up on Something About the Women.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on with you?
Well, I wasn't planning on coming in today.
Yeah, Sue was going to be here.
But I am covering for her.
Okay.
And so I have a few things going on. It is Veterans Day, so I have a couple of songs that are related somewhat to the Vietnam War.
Ah.
And then I'm playing some local heroes. Amy Fairchild, who's coming up at the Burren, and then your friend of mine, Lisa Bastoni, who I saw sing this week. She was at the Tom Petty tribute over at Pacine.
How good is she? Honestly.
She's very good. She sang solo on one song and backup. And it was pretty funny because there were so many musicians there. There were 33 songs, but the musicians were kind of a mix and match. And I think if anybody went and used the restroom during that time, you'd see them kind of like trading. They were like song trading. Oh, I need bass on this. Do you want to
come? Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, it was really kind of spur of the moment, and they all know each other. So it was really kind of fun to hang out there and hear like who is going to be added to what group and what song, and you know these chords. And so that was really great. But she is going to be back at Pacine because she will be playing with Lucy Kaplansky.
Oh my goodness.
On December 1st. So we're going to be there, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, Lisa's just taken off, as it should be. Mm-hmm. What a sweet person and what a talented person. That's great. So you're going to play some Lisa today?
Absolutely.
All right. Don't tell anybody what it'll be because we have to listen.
Okay, I won't.
All right.
I wouldn't give it away.
Okay, I know. All right. So we have something parked in the CD player that we're going to start with.
Yeah. So we're starting with Nancy Griffith.
Okay. All right. It's 11:03, everybody. I'm Mike. I'll be here next week. Thank you so much. Thank you to the Cast Irons. And stick around for Something About the Women with Kirsten here at WMFO Medford.
Vietnam that I had dreamed, the place you wore your life fatigued, I'm traveling through.
this part of you. Where are you amongst the madness on the streets of Saigon? Where were you in 1969 when I was but a youth? Oh, here were you. You were traveling through this part of you. I'll make my way now on my home, back to my home to live alone. I have traveled through this part of you. Yet I will save this time and place for the time when I can say I traveled through this part of you. Of anything in traveling through this part of you. And the Vietnam that I had dreamed, the place you wore your life fatigued, I'm traveling through this part of you. I'm traveling through this part of you. I'm traveling through this part of you. Red dirt tea.
So today is Veterans Day. We observed it yesterday, but today is the actual Veterans Day, and I wanted to acknowledge those who have served. I would like to thank all of those who have served in times of conflict and peacekeeping missions for the various events that we've had throughout time. I was looking up some information on how to recognize Veterans Day, and I felt like a lot of the information was focused on people who were involved with World War II and asking questions, ask them to tell you stories or sing songs. And although I think music is very healing, I think it was really focused on an older generation. And there are, of course, young people as well. And the Vietnam War, as a nurse, I had a number of patients who had served in the Vietnam War, and they were on the oncology floor because, as it turns out, alcohol and cigarettes do not lead to good health, but they were absolutely wonderful, wonderful people. And I had one patient in particular, and this is where music comes in again, and he would listen to the same radio program on Fridays when he was admitted for his treatment. And he and his partners in crime were all in a kind of a four-bedroom, so they all got to know each other very well. And so one week, I had thought to call up the radio station and ask the DJ, because there was a live DJ, to make a request and a shout out to my patient. And you could hear the guys laughing all the way down the hallway. They so appreciated it. So that set, and before I go any further, just to let you know, this is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and Freeform it is. We just had a wonderful live group playing here. I am now the proud owner of a t-shirt of Cast Irons, and I am looking forward to hearing them play live and see how, I think Neil was the one who sang the songs, but I do think that there needs to be some juggling of mandolin and stand-up bass, because that'll be really fun. So I started off that set with Nancy Griffith, Traveling Through This Part of You, and that was a song for her ex-husband who had served in the Vietnam War. And after that, Emmylou Harris, Red Dirt Girl. And now we're going to go into some more local heroes who we can hear playing live in the near future. Amy Fairchild I have lined up, so let me see if I can get her started and get the show going. lyric, "Today's the Day."
Run. I stay until the job is done. Or maybe you could sit and hope that providence will fray the rope and say,
mister.
number and you won't ever find me, 'cause I was happy before we met, even better after you've left. You can keep your seasons and I will keep my sunshine, keep your money and your time, and I'll hold on to mine. It's time that we both stop faking, no offense, none taken. No, I don't want to be your mistress. Mister, you won't miss me, you just miss my kisses. You won't miss me, you just miss my kisses. Please.
Let me just circle back and once again thank Cast Irons for coming in. I hope that Mike puts the link to them on his Facebook because I was not able to find them. However, I have a steel trap mind, and so I do remember their names for like two more minutes. So it's Neil who does the lyrics and Bob who will play mandolin and stand-up bass simultaneously at their acoustic band. Don't hold me to that. Don't hold him to that. And then Eric, as he was leaving, saw my Amy Mann CD that I actually had just brought as a backup plan, but he said he had not heard this album before. And ironically, there was a song, Today's the Day. So today was the day. So that set started with Amy Fairchild, Nobody's Satellite, title song from Nobody's Satellite, followed by that impromptu Amy Mann, Today's the Day from Lost in Space, and Sarah Watkins, One Last Time from her album Young in All the Wrong Ways. I had not listened to Young in All the Wrong Ways. I mean, it wasn't a long period of time, but it was maybe just a month. And then I heard one of a song from that album and thought, why have I not listened to that song all month long? So I thought I would share that with you. In that set, some of those folks are playing locally. Amy Fairchild will be with Miriam, a group of musicians at the Burren on December 7th, and she will be at Once on December 13th. So a couple of opportunities to hear her play. I believe both of those performances are not solo. They are with other musicians. But she is good both in combination with other musicians and solo. I've heard her at Toad, and she was really just, she's so talented. And Sarah Watkins is also coming to town. She is, in case you are not familiar with her, an American singer-songwriter. She is also a fiddler. She has played with the group Nickel Creek, along with her brother Sean, who, by the way, is also coming to town soon. He will be at Pacine coming up. And she plays a multiple of instruments. She sings, she plays the fiddle, she plays the ukulele, she plays the guitar, and she has also joined the Decemberists on occasion playing percussion. So very talented musician, and her album, Young in All the Wrong Ways, really is one of my favorite albums. So, with that, perhaps we will go on to some Melissa Etheridge.
eyes, go on, imagine me there. She got similar features with longer hair. And if that's what it takes to get you through, go on and close your eyes, it shouldn't bother you. Never had to wait for nothing in your life. I guess wanting me must have been a steel blue knife. And when night after night the scent of passion would linger, you had to have the jewels wrapped around your finger. Now you keep running down the road in your midnight state of mind. Curiosity kills if you can.
imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So before I continue with this set, I'd like to take a moment and just say a shout out to Sue and Cheryl and Harvey, who are all home, hopefully cuddling on this cold day.
She is a little sad and crazy, but I love her just the same. I'd let her have some Prozac, but the bottle bears my name. Then she obliterates my pillows, continues to act up. She cuddles me and chews my hand, that's why she's Thunder Pup. Somebody I know needs obedience school. Somebody I know needs obedience school. Obedience, 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 obedience. Somebody I know needs obedience school. She chases cars, trucks, babies, children, and my cousin Tammy. Kids on bikes or strollers, and that's just a double whammy. She won't stop barking through the night and keeping me awake. Her squeaky toys are troublesome and loud, for goodness sake. Somebody I know needs obedience school. Somebody I know needs obedience school. Obedience, 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 obedience. Somebody I know needs obedience school. Scratching my guests, peeing in bed, eating my bench and my bed. Barking so loud, chewing the walls, pooping on
skin. Whoa, here comes my joy.
Well, I'm just going to start at the end and go forward, because that was Ruthie Foster, and that is her version of Joy Comes Back, featuring Derek Trucks, who, as we know, teamed up with Susan Tedeschi, and they are making beautiful music together. But that is indeed a Sean Staples song, so a song that is also covered by Randy Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. So there are a lot of versions out there. That's Ruthie Foster. You can listen to Randy Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. They have it recorded. And then Sean Staples will often sing it himself at Atwood's on Mondays when there's a bluegrass session there. So lots of opportunity for that song, which is very joyful and very uplifting. And all three versions are so different from each other. So before that was Kristen Chenoweth, Obedience School. When I go home today, I will have my dog, Little Walter, our guest dog, Zuzu, my friend's dog, Piper, and our joint foster dog, Lucy, also known as Cookie. So we will have a house full of dogs, and each and every one of them could use some obedience school. Zuzu might be the most well-behaved, but the other three could use some obedience school. So any dog trainers walking around the neighborhood, feel free to stop by and give us some pointers. Before that was Alison Krauss, Baby, Now That I Found You. I know that's been around for a while, but I really, really love that song, and I love that album, and it doesn't say what year it is here, but it's really one of my standards. It's a go-to. And then we started that set with Shannon McNally, The Worst Part of a Broken Heart, from her album Geronimo. And I don't believe that she's coming around anytime soon, which is unfortunate. She I did hear her, and I'm trying to think. I think it might have been at Toad. She kind of went into music through a side door. She was originally studying anthropology when she began singing and playing guitar in clubs, and then she took it to the streets of Paris, and then she got a contract with Capitol Records, and now she is a musician and playing. I don't know if she still does any anthropology, but I think that that is really an interesting way of getting oneself into music and becoming a performer. So somehow she did it. So this next set will be Margaret Glaspie. Of course, some Beach House, because A Day Without Beach House is A Day Without Sunshine. And then, as promised, some Lucy Kaplansky and Lisa Bastoni, who are playing on December 1st at Basim. I'm really looking forward to that. And we'll see what else happens in this set in between.
My shoes are untied, and I'm in a doze. A baby's crying, and it's my fault. I'm colorblind. Yes, I just found out. Black is blue. Down to me, my little girl, she can see right through me. I worry about my health, I talk to myself, I keep saying black is blue. Talking again, I got no friends, and black is
blue.
Heart like
like a socket I can plug into at will. And will you guess when I come around next? I hope your open sign is blinking still. So marry me, John, marry me, John. I'll be so good to you. Someone else's arms. Oh, John. Yeah.